Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting for July 7th. The time right now is about 7:02 p.m. Ms. Smith, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing quorum are Hanford, Cutaback, Rasmussen, Camp, and Davis.
Thank you. Councilmember Cutaback, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And before we continue, just for the record, and unless there is objection, we'll consider council members Gearing and Gamble as being excused absences, as they did notify us that they are on vacation. The next item on the agenda is announcements and presentations. I have a proclamation to read here for Parks and Recreation Month. Okay, whereas parks and recreation programs are an integral part of communities throughout this country, including Monroe, Washington, and whereas our parks and recreation are vitally important to establishing and maintaining the quality of life in our communities, ensuring health of all citizens, and contributing to the economic and environmental well-being of a community and a region. And whereas parks and recreation programs build healthy, active communities that aid in the prevention of chronic disease, provide therapeutic recreation services for those who are mentally or physically disabled, and also improve the mental and emotional health of all citizens. And whereas parks and recreation programs increase a community's economic prosperity through increased property values, expansion of the local tax base, increased tourism, the attraction and retention of businesses, and crime reduction. And whereas parks and recreation areas are fundamental to the environmental well-being of our community. And whereas parks and natural recreation areas improve water quality, protect groundwater, prevent flooding, improve the quality of the air that we breathe, provide vegetative buffers to development, and reduce habitat for wildlife. And whereas our parks and natural recreation areas ensure the ecological beauty of our community and provide a place for children and adults to connect with nature and recreate outdoors. And whereas the House of Representatives has designated July as Parks and Recreation Month, and whereas the community recognizes the benefits derived from parks and recreation resources, now therefore I, Jeffrey Thomas, recognize the month of July 2015 as Parks and Recreation Month in the City of Monroe, Washington, and encourage residents, businesses, and visitors to seek out City of Monroe parks facilities and participate in recreational events. Thank you. Our Parks Director is not available today to receive this. He is out enjoying our parks.
Mayor?
Yes?
We do have a member from the Parks Board.
Oh, even better. There you go. Will you come forward to receive this? You can take this back to the Parks Board.
I didn't dress for presentation.
Thank you very much for your service. Thank you. You're with the Parks Board. It would be out of context to be wearing a tie and a suit for them. Okay, the next item that we have on this evening's agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Public comment is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. And Ms. Smith, we do have a sign up, please. Thank you. The person that we have signed up to speak this evening is Brian Coonan. Mr. Coonan, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brian Coonan. My address is 15383 171st Ave, Southeast, Monroe, Washington. I'm going to do two topics. I'm going to do this really quick. First, just my background. I'm a former tool designer, become a project manager. I say that because I want you to understand that I do understand the cost and the effects of change notices to projects. Big cost, big issues. However, I drive down Main Street now 3 days a week at 5 o'clock. I hate to say this, but I know it was a good try at a compromise, but the parallel parking and the diagonal parking just isn't working well. People opening the doors on the parallel parking are stopping traffic one way. And we do have in Monroe people that have large trucks that are sticking out of the diagonal parking and stopping that too. It's going to become a larger issue as the rest of the street is done. Don't know what kind of fix you could do at this point in time. Like I said, I do understand change notices are the bane of my existence, and they cost money all over the place. That was just my comment on what I see right now. The other subject, I did forward an email to Mr. Camp. I am asking for further support from the city of Monroe. They have an agreement with the county at Fairfield Park about changing the location of the driveway going into Fairfield Park. From the information I've gotten back, this has been ongoing for about 3 years to change this road. We have a big tournament every year at just around the fair time, and at that point in time, we have somewhere around 60 teams with 15 to 20 people on them, plus parents and grandparents, coming in and out of that driveway a lot. And we do get, we as the board, I work on the Sky River Soccer Club, we do get comments about dust and things coming out. I was just hoping that maybe somebody on the council can push this along with the city to align the driveway coming out with the
where the two divides
open up, so that people don't go up and spin around or cut down or something like that. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And we will follow up with staff and a report to the council on the intersection on Frylands with Fairfield County Park. Thank you, Mr. Coonan. Is there anybody else who would like to come forward to speak to the city council on any issue? Ms. Workabaugh, please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. Louisa Workabaugh, 125 South Lewis Street. I'll only take a few moments of your time to give you some calendar items that you'll all be very excited about. But before I go into that, I want to let you know that the banner here is lovely, and I think it would be a very nice addition to the downtown if that's what you choose to do. So with that said, tomorrow, if any of you have the afternoon open from 5 to 7, we have a downtown community cleanup. I have some things Mayor Thomas has already passed out. Now you can have two. That way you can hand one out to
you
somebody
could certainly
else
pass them out to the audience if you like.
I just did
black and white.
Community cleanup tomorrow night between 5 and 7. Hope to see you all. We'll be doing another one, and I understand that obviously there are some street enhancements going on right now. The idea is that we'll do one tomorrow. We'll do another one at the end of August when West Main Street is complete, and then we'll do them quarterly after that. So it will be something that will be on calendar, ongoing, forever. Forever is a long time, so look forward to that. And then we also have on Friday our very first Music in the Park series, which will be in the park. How ironic that you were just saying how lovely the park system is. So I'll have that around too. We start off with Jessica Lynn, the Cousins, and we have every single Friday night moving on through July, and then every single Thursday night in August, and of course Friday nights in August are Korean movies in the park. So I would be very happy to see all of you and your families out enjoying that event across the board. Some amazing and fabulous acts going on. And if you don't know who they are, I'm sure that they all have videos on YouTube, if any of you do that. And additionally, just wanted to bring you up to date. We do have a Chamber of Commerce group page now. The group page will have all of our information on it. It won't get disseminated as Facebook tries to kind of tend people to send off to other directions so they don't get the information that is needed. As a group member, you will get absolutely all of our posts. And of course, you all want to know what those are. So lots of things coming up. We have a ribbon cutting also going on Thursday at 4:30, which I'm sure you'd all like to go to, which will be at the Route 2 tap room in the Hagen parking area. We'll have other ribbon cuttings coming up in the near future. And if you're a member of our group page, of course, you all have the city app on your phone or on your smart device, so you'll get that information that way as well. And other than that, thank you so much for supporting our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else who would like to come forward to speak from Citizens? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to consent agenda. Councilmembers. Councilmember Cutabek.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Cutabek, a second from Councilmember, was that Davis? Okay, any discussion on the motion to approve the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is under unfinished business. This is unfinished business item number one, AB 15-118, discussion 2015 comprehensive plan update. Mr. Osaki. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor and members of the council, this will be incredibly brief, I think. I just want to give you an update on where we are and where I think we're headed and how soon we can get this all wrapped up. So, as you know, the Planning Commission is continuing its review of the comprehensive plan. There's 10 chapters to the comprehensive plan. The Planning Commission has gone through 6 of those, and that includes a section that deals with the goals and policies and what are called action items. And, I think a couple of weeks ago in your packet, you had the goals and policies that the Planning Commission has worked on. They may tinker with them just a bit, but I think for all intents and purposes, that represents what they'll recommend to the Planning Commission. And there's also a set of action items. There's about 30 action items, more implementation-specific items that help implement the goals and policies. And what I'll do is I'll make sure those are in your packet for next week's meeting so you have a good sense of what those are. Those truly are the substantive items, the goals and policies and action items. So really what's going on right now is a lot of editing of the chapters. 6 of the chapters have been reviewed by the Planning Commission. There's 4 left. Next Monday, the Planning Commission is going to look at the transportation and housing element. And then the following Monday, we're hoping to have them look at the economic development and the land use element. And if they get through those particular elements in the next 2 meetings, they will have gone through all 10 elements. And at that point, well, actually what's going on right now is that the edits are going to the consultant. And so while the Planning Commission is reviewing these other chapters, all the changes of the Planning Commission on the other elements are being incorporated and updated. We've looked at the Puget Sound Regional Council comments and begun to incorporate responses to those. And so my hope is that sometime by the end of this month, if not early next month, the Planning Commission will be in a position to make a recommendation to you. Now, keep in mind the resolution that the City Council passed in terms of where you thought you might end the process was July 28th, and I think we're going to be in a position where we're going to need to bring another resolution back up before you, setting a new target date, which I think reasonably, not that I don't mind coming before you every week and giving you an update, but my hope is to wrap this up sometime around September, get you scheduled for a hearing possibly in late August, maybe early September, and then finish up the process, depending on how much testimony you get. But to date, we've gotten very little testimony, either written comments or in public comment at the Planning Commission. So assuming you don't have much testimony, just as much testimony as the Planning Commission received, if you're comfortable with the goals and policies, which I think I'll work through some of those with you during the course of August, while the Planning Commission is finishing up its findings, I think we can move for a hearing in late August, early September, and then you can deliberate for however long you need to do and get this hopefully done in September.
Thank you. Are there any questions, Council? Thank you very much, Mr. Sutton.
Thank you.
The next item that we have on our agenda this evening is unfinished business item number 2. This is AB 15-119, ordinance number 011-2015, amending chapter 13.10 of the Monroe Municipal Code, sewage pretreatment, for first reading.
Thanks, Mr. Fryer.
Yes, sir.
As requested by the City Council, we've looked at the city's pretreatment ordinance and adjusted that to change the requirements for installing a grease interceptor, either a gravity grease interceptor or a hydromechanical grease interceptor, so that it would only be required for new food service establishments, and also exempting new food service establishments in the downtown planning area, the same area that is for the current permit fee waiver. So there's 2 things. For the entire city, except for downtown, new businesses have to put them in. But if an existing business changes ownership or does a remodel or something like that, they don't have to install a new gravity preceptor, either gravity or hydromechanical. And anything that happens in the downtown area, either an existing business or existing food service establishment, or if someone converts an existing building into a food service establishment, they are not required to install a grease interceptor. And that's the extent of my comments. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
No comments, but I will move to waive council rules and procedures regarding second readings so that we can do a first and final ordinance tonight.
Okay. I have a motion to waive the requirement for a first and second reading from Councilmember Hanford. I have a second from Councilmember Cutaback. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, so since I think we were all in agreement when we heard this the last time, the concern, and so due to the issue of trying to get permits and the expediency of getting the construction underway and everything that's needed, I don't see a reason to postpone it. That's my reasoning. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp and Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. That was going to be my question, is why the initial rush, and I agree. I think it would be a good idea if we can push this forward and make it available as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Now, Brad, I just want to confirm, when you said with the downtown, they don't have to install any sort of grease interceptor, we're still asking for the gravity, the small end of the sink one?
No, that's hydromechanical.
Oh, okay.
But no, nothing.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. This would be to vote on waiving, and then there would be, correct. There will be an opportunity for more Q&A. Right, so this would be any more discussion on the motion to waive the first and second reading requirements. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor of waiving the requirement for a first and second reading, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Councilmember Hanford.
Move to accept as final reading ordinance number 011-2015, amending chapter 13.10 of the Monroe Municipal Code, sewage pretreatment, section 13.10.140, additional pretreatment measures, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion to approve? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. The next item on the agenda this evening is under new business. This is AB 15-120, ordinance number 012-2015, regarding bond delegation for first reading. Ms. Nelson.
As you know, we have a little over $4 million in debt, GO bonds outstanding, originally incurred for the North Kelsey property, and we're waiting to sell property to pay off the debt. Sales are not coming in. The current bonds that are outstanding are due this November. Property sale money will not be coming in before then. So this ordinance is authorizing to staff to roll those bonds over into new bonds, 2015 bonds. And I just wanted to make one change. Section 4D of the bond delegation ordinance says that the interest rate shall not exceed 3.5%. Interest rates just recently started going a little wonky on us. And so in the final ordinance that will come to you next week, it'll say not to exceed 4.5%. So it's expected to continue to go up into the fall, but just to cover ourselves. I don't think it's going to be 4.5, but it's just to cover us so that we can actually do the bond sale without having to stop everything and come back to council. Okay. Any questions at all about this ordinance?
Council, do you have any questions or comments? Okay.
Dave Tregesser, our bond underwriter from D.A. Davidson, will be here next week. Technical market things to ask you.
Please let the record show that Councilmember Camp has stepped out of the room momentarily. Councilmember Hanford?
Thank you, Diane. Appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing this disappear.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah. I'll move to accept as first reading ordinance number 012-2015, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, relating to contracting indebtedness, providing for the issuance, sale, and delivery of not to exceed 44.3 million aggregate principal amount of taxable limited tax general obligation, refunding bonds to provide funds to refund certain outstanding limited tax general obligation bonds of the city, and to pay the cost of issuance and sale of the bonds, fixing or setting parameters with respect to certain terms and covenants of the bonds, appointing the city's designated representative to approve the final terms of the sale of the bonds, and providing for other related matters.
Second.
First from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cutterback. Before we move on to discussion, please let the record show that Councilmember Camp did come back in the room just before that was read. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is final action number 1, AB 15-121, resolution number 013-2015, establishing downtown parking restrictions. Mr. Feilenberg. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes.
It's available seats are on the floor.
So we just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This is basically the hybrid approach of downtown parking. Most of Main Street is four-hour parking. That's the yellow spaces. Handicap spots in the corners, 15-minute spots. And then two-hour parking is the orange, and the green is the no restrictions as it currently is. We've added the 15-minute parking space right there in the corner of, or the side of Blakely, just around the corner from Green Groomers. Left a 15-minute parking space on that side there on Ferry Street for the Angels Among Us. And added a 15-minute parking space as requested by the owner of Hill Street Cleaners.
Oh, sir, where's the first 15-minute
space? Right here.
Okay, thank you.
And added the 15 minutes at South Lewis.
Yes,
south of West Main. South of West Fremont.
Fremont, yes. Those were actually already there.
Oh, okay.
Previously added those in December.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks.
So that's it. I think I captured everything that the council asked for last time. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Brad, at the bottom of that triangle there on the left?
This one here?
Wasn't that the one that, didn't we talk about the residents asked that there be, or was that over and more, that there be a restriction instead of how it is now?
No, the only one I recall as well is that they had comments about the little blue pickup truck that stays there all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was on the wrong side of the
okay.
That's the only question I had. I'll then move to approve resolution number 013-2015, establishing parking restrictions in the city of Monroe.
Second.
And repealing resolution number 25-2014.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cutback. Any discussion on the motion to approve? Councilmember Cutback and Councilmember Hanford.
Just want to thank Brad for his work on this, and I think we've come up with a good solution. I think this was almost the one we started a couple years ago, but going through the process and hearing input and trying, you know, the no restriction whatsoever and getting that feedback. So I think there was a lot of public input, a lot of process, so I appreciate the work, and I think this is a good compromise between, you know, what business owners want. There's not restrictions on some of the streets, so I think it's a good plan. Thank you.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Definitely agree with Councilmember Cutaback on the work the staff has done, and I mean, you can tell by the agenda bill it's been ongoing. But I think to keep it from, so it doesn't keep going like it has been, we really need to, now that we've got this in place, really focus on the enforcement piece of it. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we didn't have a finance committee meeting tonight, but one thing I would like to have our committee do is look at trying to budget for an extra enforcement officer or something, so that way this that we put in place tonight, we're going to be able to enforce it, because it's only as good as we enforce it. So, but I like this, and I'm glad we're finally able to come to an agreement, and I think it's the one that gets it's most accepted. So,
thank you. Is there any other discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Because this is the busy season for the sign-making company, it'll only be about 3 weeks before all the signs get installed.
Okay.
So, just so you know that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda. We did not have a Finance and HR Committee meeting this evening. So we'll go ahead and on to staff and department reports. And Councilmember Davis, Councilmember reports.
Just enjoying the weather and trying to beat the heat in my pool in the backyard. Other than that, that's about it.
Thank you. Councilmember Camp.
What he said. That's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Definitely agree. Joined a new run club last night. Met at the new tap room. Got to experience that. That's a great business. So,
after beer.
It's warm out there. So, great holiday. And being said, we had the discussion on tonight. I'll just mention that cleaned out our grease trap today, and by I mean volunteer, someone that kind of volunteered for it, and so. Come 3 months, I'll be looking for another volunteer. If anyone wants to step in and proudly raise their hand, I'll let me know. Other than that, it's been a great week, great holiday, and
thank you.
Just something about possibly putting on future agenda. Should I wait? Don't mention it now.
What is that? Go ahead.
Well, it's just about the firework ordinance and seeing if council would be interested in putting it on a future agenda just to look at our current ordinance and look at if we want some more flexibility in it. I know that was an issue that came up. We had emails, and then there was an article in the Seattle Times that was kind of a statewide issue, and I know our ordinance is pretty restrictive, and not saying that we would do an outright ban, or I'm proposing that, but maybe looking at it and setting us up to have a little bit more flexibility so that in the case of emergency we might be able to have an option. So maybe, obviously not imminent, but I know that there's timing issues with when it has to be on the books in order for it to be valid, so just maybe putting that on the future agenda. And then also the comment that was brought up tonight about Fairfield Park entrance. I know that entrance is not the most conducive for high volume of traffic coming out there, so I know that you're going to have staff take a look at that, but I want to make sure it gets on a future agenda too, because that's a pretty busy park and it's not a good entrance.
We'll go ahead and address those when we come to the extended agenda.
Okay. Nothing
else. Thank you. Councilor Hanford.
Thank you. Yes, there was some good friends of ours actually lost their home in the fire. So my wife's been kind of like the point person, kind of just happened to come out that way to help rally around her and help get them support. And it's kind of interesting. They had just taken a 7-year-old foster girl like last week. So. So the community has just been amazing how everyone has rallied together for this family, and it's really very impressive and very touching to see, you know, everyone stick together. So I would be interested to discuss what it would look like legally and things like that. I'm not saying I'm one way or the other right now, but I think it's worth just discussing. So I'd second having that on the agenda in the future.
And I'll just, I guess, go ahead and chime in briefly here. I know quite a bit about the topic from other places that I do things, and there was sort of misunderstanding as to our ability to change the law coming up to the 4th of July, even to be able to suspend the discharge of fireworks before the 4th of July. State law is written in such a way that there's a 12-month wait period from the time that the law goes into effect, and consequently any change that's made after July 4th of this current year, so any change that you make today, cannot become effective for 23 and a half months from now, which puts it to 2017. The other thing too is that the ability of the executive branch of government, here the mayor, to be able to affect something is different than I think people realize. I was asked whether or not I could just do a ban on the ability to discharge fireworks for the 4th of July based on some sort of emergency provisions, and that just doesn't exist. And apparently that goes all the way to the governor, who had stated late last week that Governor Inslee felt that he was unable to do the same thing. Regardless, I was really saddened to hear about what happened, and it is something that I look forward to a discussion about options, anything from these are drought conditions. Some jurisdictions have adopted regulations that, because of the drought, the bad weather, what have you, that based on the advice of the fire district, they might suspend fireworks for a particular 4th of July. Of course, there are other options that council can certainly discuss as well. So I thank you for suggesting that be on the agenda for discussion. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Hanford, do you have anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's go out to staff. Ben?
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Diane?
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Dave?
Nothing either.
Okay. Chief?
Well, as you might suspect, we had a fun 4th of July. I will tell you that the calls for service were not that unusual compared to other 4th of Julys for us. What really hurt us is at the same time as we had fireworks calls, we had a four-car accident on 179th and Highway 2. We had several disturbances downtown, and that really taxed our manpower at that time. But in reference to Councilperson Trebek's wanting to remove all regulations from the fireworks, I'd like you to know that we're very much opposed to that. Is that what you said?
I don't know if that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
That might have been what you heard.
Oh.
I said, no, it's not what I said. Listen to the tape, Chief.
Anything further, Chief?
No.
Okay, Mr. Feilberg.
Thank you. Several things. One, in case you haven't driven through downtown recently, they have started digging it up. So they're moving right along. Look like they're going with their schedule good. So hopefully they'll be done without anything catastrophic happening. The rains certainly don't start or something like that in the beginning of August. The Wagner crosswalk, as we discussed earlier, removing the bulbs on each side, which were put in because there was no signalized crossing within the mile of that crossing. So now there's the one at Kelsey, so we're going to remove the bulbs on the north side and the south side. That work starts tomorrow. It should last about 3 weeks. Turning Place, you should have gotten an invitation for the groundbreaking ceremony on the 16th of July at 11:30. After that, the contractor will come down here. We'll do the pre-construction meeting, and they should be starting full steam ahead on the 27th of July. Fairfield Park, since that was brought up tonight. I'm just going to talk about that. We talked to the county, and they have finally received their permit to do the work on their side of the city limit line to extend their road to the south so it comes even with, I forget what street it is, 156th, I think, or second, whichever one it is, down there to line that up. And then since they're not going to do that until August, we won't be able to do ours, so we were planning on doing our portion, which is in city limits, will be for next year's budget. So we'll be, they'll be using that in the budget process. So, and then the last thing.
Before you move on to the next thing,
yes,
Councilmember Camp.
Okay.
I was just going to ask Brad if you could email council.
Yes.
I'd like to forward that information to Mr. Coonan.
Okay.
He's been pressing me about this for a while. I'm glad to see that we've got something to tell.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your work on this.
City staff. Thank you. Mr. Feilberg, are you going into the banners?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So before he starts putting images up there, before he's... Oh, nice. before he starts putting images up there...
It's just banners.
Oh, nice. before he starts putting images up there, let me talk a little bit about why you're looking at these tonight. We have an agreement where we are going to advertise for the Monroe app. And... Mr. Evans came in with some sample things that he was interested in us doing to advertise for the Monroe app, and one of the many things that he shared, oh, look at that, it's I get the presentation apparently. one of the things that he shared was the idea of doing banners like this in the downtown. That generated a conversation whereby I'm not wild about doing just the Monroe app banners in the downtown, and I wasn't wild about this hand. And one thing led to another thing on Monday last week, and I realized that when I was on council that we had commissioned a branding study that was completed a number of years ago, again when I was on council. In the next administration, then, council approved the branding study. Gene pulled that out and shared these images with us.
This is really interesting. We didn't talk about this.
We didn't talk about this. And so the point being is that these were banners that had been designed as part of the branding. And we talked a little bit about different places in town where banners can go on Main Street, Lewis Street in the downtown, but also on Kelsey and Turney and Chain Lake. So as we were discussing this, I asked Brad to go ahead and reach out to the Chamber of Commerce and to come up with some ideas as to how that look and feel that you saw from the branding study could be used to come up with banners for the downtown. And so what Brad is going to do here is just kind of present the things that they came up with in the last week. It would be wonderful if we could get at least some banners in downtown Main Street and or Main and Lewis as the projects in downtown complete. If council is so interested, we have the ability to go on to Kelsey, North Kelsey, Attorney, and Chain Lake also. So what we're going to do here tonight, and we have three types of banners right now, I think, and the idea was to have four seasons of them. So we try to cycle through those right now, and it's pretty much just Main Street that gets them, so we don't do them throughout the whole city. Each banner comes to approximately $100 a banner.
Is that current estimate, yeah.
The current estimate.
That's what we just looked. Maybe we could probably try harder, might be able to find something, but that's a good starting point.
Right. Yeah. And the number of banners in downtown with Main and also Lewis is about 25?
28, I think.
Okay. So yeah. About 28 or so. Yeah. And then Okay. And then if you include the other ones, you'll see, you know, essentially what that means. But anyway, so we wanted to go ahead and share these with you here tonight, get your thoughts on them. Some of the things that we'd like to take away, one, are you interested in doing this? Two, if you take a look at these images that are around us, you'll see the colors in the background, the Monroe, the blue, the yellow, and the orange, and then the deep blue. Is that a color palette that you're interested in? the Monroe logo, and then the badge, which is where it says eat back there, fun over here, ride right there. Are you interested in the badge? And then lastly, the sort of the icon there. So that's kind of what we're looking for tonight, is some feedback on that. And if we are going to order these, I think the lead period is about 2 or 3 weeks from the time
that
the decision
is made. Yes.
And so if council were interested in having these in place by the end of August, that gives you an idea that we want to have these ordered up by the end of July. And again, this is an investment where they'd be out for a few months and then we'd replace them with some of our existing ones. And if we could maybe make a commitment of once per year come up with new ones to replace the old ones that are beginning to fade, we can then sort of have, you know, every year one of the seasons be new or something like that. But it's thoughts and process. So here to get some thoughts on it. Brad.
Okay. So we talked to the chamber director. And she brought in the mention that they have come up with their right here and their shop here things. And she also indicated that their person who did that can do anything. So they came up with beer here and bike here and boat here and brew here and craft here and dine here and walk your dog here and eat here and fish here and fun, have fun here and hike here and parade here and play here and stay here and swim here. And they also said they could do things like live, kayak, paddle, wind, escape, raise a family, bring a dog, horse, fair, relax, get educated, antique, raise a family, go green, farmer's market, music, walk, run, read, or explore. So we thought that was a good idea. So we took those images and sort of went back to the original design for the banners that was in the branding plan and sort of came up with these concept drawings. And there's also some around here that that's the actual size of the banners would be, 24 inches by 60 inches. So, randomly brew here, eat here, have fun here, play here, shop here, stay here, and then the collage one. Which actually, that was just done on a whim, but I kind of like that one myself.
Yeah, I'm going to break in very briefly. These icons that you see, the black, are images. They're stock images.
They're free stock images.
Free stock images. And so there's been no custom artwork. So like the lodging one that you saw is probably from a lodging sign. So that you just get a little bit of an idea. Right now these are sort of concept, and again, we'd be happy to bring this back again for further discussion, but getting some initial ideas would be helpful.
Okay, and then the banner locations, North Kelsey, there's 35 of them, 14 on Chain Lake Road, 9 on North Kelsey Street, and 12 on Jeremy Place. And then downtown, there's 19 on Lewis Street, and 9 on Lewis Street, and 19 on Main Street. So altogether, there's 63 banners.
These are...
No, these are the ones on the light poles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both ones on the light poles. Yeah, no, these are not feather banners that are going to go into the holes for the light poles. So you've probably seen them. They're up there in the same place behind the Christmas decorations during Christmas. And there's also ones that have little flowers on them that come out in springtime. And there's some ones that have a kind of an outline of an old building that's a shop mineral that come and go through the year.
So, if I may, the 35 that are on North Kelsey?
They've never had anything on them.
Oh, I didn't know we had 35.
Yeah, so when we put when we did the North Kelsey development and we put the new light poles up there, they all have the arms on there for both banners and flower pots.
And the Tierney Place one, that's with the extension of the...
No, that's turning the existing Tierney Place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically the block.
As it is.
Yeah, the circle. Yeah,
the circle.
The 35 is the...
Right, yeah, right. Not future.
Okay. We also checked in the Highway 2. Highway 2 is not available because...
Highway 2 is... The signs are so far back and the speed's higher, you wouldn't notice those things going by, so it's probably not worth it spending money and not wanting people to come to a stop in the road to read the banner.
Is the capability
there? Brackets do not exist, but brackets can be attached because we do attach the big candy canes during the Christmas season.
Okay.
So it is possible to attach things to them, but they'd have to be a larger scale.
So are the brackets already available at all the city locations?
Yes, those are the brackets that are out there, yes.
And everything on Highway 2 is?
It doesn't have brackets.
Okay.
Yeah. It has clamps for the candy canes, which are different than banner brackets.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, I don't know, were you done or?
Yes, that's all I had to say.
I wasn't trying to rush
it. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I love that during Christmas time having those banners up downtown. I really look forward to seeing those over at North Kelsey as well. I think as it's filling in right now, if we can afford it, this would be the year to start utilizing all those holes. So I'm all for, as far as the icons, yeah, some of them might need a little bit of tweaking, but I think it's a great idea. I like the colors, I like the idea.
And do you like the badge, the fun here, that's basically using the chamber's badges?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's great.
All right, sounds good. Anything further? Councilmember Cutback?
I agree. I like the badges, I think, and I'm, you know, picking and choosing some of the stuff that's really relevant to Monroe, like obviously fish here and bike here, walk here, dine here. The icons are the stock.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That, so that would increase the cost if we...
Yeah, but I think we need to do, I think we need to do it right, and so I think those look... I mean, I know it's just a mock-up, but those don't go with that. I think we need to invest in some better... I'm not sure what you call it, images,
yeah, okay.
to do that. And then I agree, it'd be nice to invest in, possibly, if we can do it, invest in some holiday ones that... or up around Kelsey too, along with the downtown, look at something like that. But I think it's important to keep kind of the consistent message, so that's why I like the chamber buttons there, because they're using that. I think it's catchy, and but we still have the branding of our city. And just be careful, because some of the, are those our colors for our city?
Well, it's the plotter, it's not, it's basically that's off the website, that's the website background.
Okay.
Used.
Okay. Yeah. That blue like that,
yes,
is one of the colors,
yeah,
that we have in our branding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And are we specific enough with our branding that it's only these colors together and not these, you know, where the logo
previously,
is and
previously
the size?
Previously, the administration wanted no regulations and anybody could do anything they wanted with the, but there do exist standards that have never been adopted by the council.
Okay. Well, I would be in favor of looking at those, and the reason is when you have a brand, you have to be pretty, you know, particular about how you use it, and there has to be consistency or it's not a brand. So I think that not having regulations and be able to move it everywhere or different colors with different things, that's important. I think that when we invest in these at the same time, that would probably need to look at those regulations, if that's what you call them, or restrictions on how we use it. I think that's important. So, and how council feels about that. That's it.
Councilor Hanford?
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking at the website and it looks the exact match. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, the regulations will need to be in place.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, any other council members have any comments on this right now? Okay. Is, and you can see if you go back to the slide of all the things you can hear.
That's the additionals.
So that's the additionals.
Yeah.
Are there thoughts on what you would like? Because you can see that you can have, what, were we up to 39 hears?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we're up to like 39 hears. Are there any hears that you want to focus on if we're to just select, you know, or would you like to have a selection of like 4 to 6 of them that you'd like to have, or do you...
Oops. The staff got together, staff selection was brew, eat, fun, and play, shop, stay. And explore, but we didn't have a badge for explore yet.
We have ride too, right? Oh, no.
No.
Okay. There was a ride.
I think there was a ride by somewhere. Yeah, because they came out for there. Yeah. So.
Councilmember Cunningham?
I was just going to say, I don't know if the shop, stay, eat set us apart. So I think when we talk about our brand and being the adventure starts here, and we have highlighted those type of activities on there, that what's going to set us apart is having some of those in there. And then I think you look at areas of our city and go, okay, well, obviously in the downtown, we might want to have dine here, right? Or, but if we have any option of having them down Freilands, that we might want to have the ride here or the board here, you know, those type of things. So I think but I wouldn't just pick those that you flashed up before with the dye and clay shop. I think we need to look at some that are up there with the bike, fish, board, parade. Mm-hmm. I think the parade is maybe paddle, those type of things.
Which a lot of people are on Lake Tahoe for the weekend paddling.
Paddling, kayaking.
That's a good thing. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Is there a limit on the, in terms of cost or availability, on the number of these that we can get?
Well, when I did the request for estimates, it was five different designs, five each, and basically came out to $100 a piece. The difference between that and 25 banners and one each was about $500. So it seems like they're like a $100 setup cost for each one. So if you do one of each, it might cost $200 a banner.
Okay. So it's more of well, that's why I'm wondering if we've got, if council decides on a specified number like five, and we use those as the basis for the banners we would have throughout the town. For example, your description of using the active ones, because we do have the Adventure Starts Here, might be a better direction at first, and then we could add wine, what's the other one? Escape, I don't know. Read, explore, something like that. But I agree with Councilmember Cuddeback's idea about more active ones, and also having them placement specifically in areas, more active things over by the lake, something downtown, more dining. First thing that popped in my head is if we have something towards the direction of the library read here. But that might be a little bit more limiting. That's a concern. It sounds like we'll need a little bit more information about costs. To make a better decision on how many we would want to start with, and how many designs, and how many total we'd want to start with for the area. And that's all left.
Yes, sir. When we talked about this with staff, we did think about more active things. Uh-huh. And one thing that Chamber mentioned was that not do that exclusively, because we want other people to show up too.
Yeah.
And okay, so we don't have a mix. Yeah. And then also we thought about board, but we didn't do board because initially, these are going downtown, so you can't board downtown, so maybe we do concentrate more on that list of things you can do downtown, and then as we expand, and get somehow to Lake Tahoe, do that in, North Kelsey or something like that. So just depends on how far you want to go. So
this is a great idea, though. I really like it.
All right, well, we'll go ahead and we'll add this. Brad, do you have anything else for department reports?
No, I think I covered my cut. Thanks.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and we'll put this on a future council agenda, maybe as early as next week or the week after. We'll get to that in just a minute. And what we'll do then is we'll focus a little bit on the geographic regions of the town.
Yeah.
And so maybe for the downtown, we've got bike here because we have a lot of cyclists that go through downtown. Maybe we've got parade here, maybe eat here, maybe dine here. So maybe there are five that we can do for the downtown that are sort of downtown centric, and maybe we can think of some things that might be a little bit different up in the North Kelsey area. But the only two areas that we're looking at right now are the downtown and the North Kelsey area, because that's where we've got the holders. And it sounds like the colors work then for the background in a general sense. Okay. And and it sounds like there's an interest in having some custom graphics done. And so I'll ask staff to get an estimate on what it would cost to get a few different graphics done based on the badge words that we come up with. And I figure that maybe 1 or 2 weeks before we come back to council, and we'll come to that in the extended agenda in just a second. But thank you very much for listening and for your feedback. I appreciate it. So we'll just go ahead through a couple of the things that I've been doing last 2 weeks. Last Thursday, I had attended a Master Builders Association meeting. I gave a presentation on how things are going here in Monroe in terms of development and the different things that we have to offer here in Monroe that make us different than other areas. One of the examples being that we have, you know, we're at a hub rather than just on a spoke, and we've got spokes coming out from where we are, so that if you want, you can take 203 down to 90 or the east side to work. You can go down 522 to work. You know, you can go out Highway 2 to work, and then you've got access to the mountains. I also explained to people, again, these are builders and developers, about the scenery that we have around here. I'd already taken Jennifer Anderson and one other person whose name I'm momentarily forgetting through to the Main View homes that are being built right now at Eaglemont, so they could get a sense as to the vistas that we have here if you buy a house in Monroe. Also talked to them about how we're doing improvements in the downtown. The PowerPoint presentation that I shared with them that Mr. Osaki was kind enough to put together for me is on our website. I shared that out on Facebook, and it's on our website. If you'd like to look at it, just let me know and I'll send you the link. But we had a really good meeting. It was nice giving the presentation to probably about 40 people, 35, 40 people.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, at least. So I think it's important that we get out in front of groups like that to help them understand that there's more to Monroe than just Highway 2 and the fairgrounds, and more to Monroe than the traffic that they sit in, and help them understand that if you are building in Bothell right now for people that are driving to the east side, that the traffic that people deal with on 405 coming out of north of Bothell is it's probably worse in some sometimes than it is coming out of Monroe going to Redmond or Bellevue and having alternatives to just 405 to drive down to get to those places of work. As part of that, I was reminded how many people come to town every day to work. About 7,500 people come to town every day to work. About 6,500 of us that live here leave town every day to work. It's interesting. A lot of cities that are our size, that are located like we are, don't have that, where, you know, where a large amount of your population leaves during the day and a completely different population replaces you and then some during the day. And then at the end of the day, there's that switch back the other direction. That was something that they didn't realize when we were talking to them, that this is an employment center, not a bedroom community like a lot of other jurisdictions. So again, the presentation's online for you to look at. It has been 2 weeks. I spent a lot of time working on fireworks with staff over the last couple weeks, and I've already given a report out on how that went. As you know, the West Main project has started. I received a phone call yesterday and had staff respond to it within 20 minutes of me getting the voicemail message. We are, as far as I'm understanding, we're doing well at getting out and meeting with the different shops along downtown. We've been able to so far commit to closing access to the front door probably twice for each one of the businesses along there, once to tear out the concrete and then once to pour the concrete, which is what we did on the other side. I know that there had been some comments, and this is one of those hard things about social media. They don't email you, just like a lot of people who had concerns about fireworks or, you know, they're on social media. But there were reports that people didn't have access and things like that, and I've been able to verify that they have had access, except that we did close down for one day. I forgot where I was going with that. Sorry about that. One other comment that I saw was something to the effect that there's one less parking stall on East Main than what we said there would be, and Brad was kind enough to go out there and count this evening, and there were 13 parking stalls identified in the plans and on the southeast side. So on the east side of Main, south side, there are 13 stalls. If you run across anything that you have questions about, can you please email me directly so that I can get answers to you and you can let people know that, no, this is what the information is. I think it's very important that we're communicating with the public and with the businesses, and that they feel free to call us, and that they know that we'll have staff go out right away to follow up if there's an issue. So does anybody have any questions about those? Okay. A couple things coming up this week. Again, there's the Main Street cleanup, 5 to 7 tomorrow. There's the ribbon cutting for the tap room on Thursday at 4:30. There's the music in the park, thank you, Chamber of Commerce, on Friday. And I think that's it for what's coming up. Lastly, I've been putting out Monroe this week. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but if you've got any questions coming from that, anything you'd like to see different in there, please let me know, and we'll see what we can do to accommodate the information. The dashboard in there on the left side had a little bit more information in the last issue because we were able to include some things about permitting activities and things like that. And we're trying to have things that are simple to update in there. But if there's anything you're looking for, let me know, and I'll see what we can do. All right? Okay, Gene. And Gene's on vacation this week. We have staff members that come in here when they're on vacation. Gene is here this evening, and he's going to come in for a meeting at 10 o'clock on Thursday. And so thank you very much for being here on your vacation.
Of course. Thank you. The only thing I want to inform council of is some sad news. Joe Bredstrand, that worked here for, I believe, 46 years and recently retired, and we dedicated the shop to him. He was the utility superintendent and actually was responsible for hiring me back in 85, passed away this weekend. So I want to let council know that. Moving on to the draft agenda for July 14th. Presentations. We have Representative Elizabeth Scott coming in. We have the consent agenda. Under unfinished business, we have a 2015 comprehensive plan update. Under new business, we have authorized mayor to sign the professional planning services agreement with Walkner that'll help with the plan review process. And then we have discussion of the garbage contract. Under final action, we will not be doing the pretreatment because that was finished this evening. But we will be doing the final reading of the bond delegation. And then we have a P4 committee. And I'm going to ask if we have a quorum for that.
Okay. And what's on the agenda for P4 next week?
We're going to discuss the panhandle.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and we will add, if staff is able to do it, we'll add a discussion item to go over the banners. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and move that to the 21st. Okay. So you'll see that in your packets if it's been added on Friday. For the extended agenda? Yes, sir. Councilmember Camp, sir.
Just curious about the garbage contract. I thought that was coming up until 2017.
Correct, but we have some options. So if it's my understanding, if we elect to extend it, we need to start putting things in motion to do that, which is some provisions in the contract. It's believed to do two extensions, but if we aren't going to do that, it is an extensive process that we need to start early enough to be able to go out to bid, essentially solicit bids, get things in place prior to the contract expiring.
Thank you.
Okay.
And looking at the long-term agenda, we tentatively put the fireworks and Fairfield Park discussion on August 18th. All we have.
Okay. And we got an update this evening on the Fairfield Park, so do we still need to add that? We got the answer, and we're going to send an email, staff to send you an email about Fairfield County Park. So we'll pull that from the extended agenda.
Councilmember Cutback wanted to add it, so.
Oh.
I don't know if you're good with what our response was. Okay.
Well, I heard Brad say that due to budget, that's in our budget for next year.
Right. They didn't tell us until last week that they're doing their work in
they're
August, and so we don't have time to design our work and get it in the schedule to do this year.
Okay. So it's not just a budget issue. It's more we need the time to design
right.
And respond to theirs. Okay. That clarifies it. So I'm good.
Thank you. All right. Anything further on the extended agenda? I have nothing further this evening.
I did have something. I will be absent July 28th.
Okay.
And that's all I had. So I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, and I have a second from Councilmember Rasmussen to adjourn. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much for your service. Have a great evening.